Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mother's Day is May 12th. I repeat, Mother's Day is May 12th. Let's not forget it. Our moms are the most important thing on this earth, and Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom so easy. You can shop by price. You can do 25 and under or 100 and under. You can shop all categories, fragrance, handbags, gift lists. You can even get gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And there's stuff for grandma, there's stuff for aunts. There's always top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras. Go to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect Mother's Day gift. And remember, Mother's Day is May 12th. This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my galactic gigglers? I said that one already.
We said that one already, but whatever. We're out of this world. We should say it again, you know?
We're out of this world. You're in LA, which is, who knows?
Who knows?
I'm in Arizona, which is where everyone in LA goes to the spa to get their skincare, apparently.
Interesting. I've never heard that.
Someone was like, oh, you're in Arizona? That's where all the housewives go to get facials. I'm like, this is where I go to look at sexy, big, horny cacti.
I walked through the LA mall yesterday because I needed shoes, and it was interesting. I just feel like because living in New York, I couldn't tell you the last time I've been in a mall. Like, I forgot how to, like, navigate one. I was like, wait, I think I need a map.
Was there like Hot Topic?
I was by myself, and you know I don't ever go on like adventures by myself. And so I was getting like so nervous. I had to FaceTime my mom like 3 times to see if she liked a pair of shoes. And I was like, okay, I'll call you back in 5 minutes. And then I just like I had a day by myself in LA. But
did you buy anything?
I did. I bought a pair of shoes that I needed for I'm doing an E! News segment, which will air on the 26th. So I needed shoes for my outfit.
Oh, yes. Okay. So exciting. She's a journalist.
That's why I'm wearing a cardigan today.
No, she's fully looks like she's on CNN about to like drop some serious goss. Also, I just have to let you know if I'm a little off right now, it's because I still, even I'm 32 years old, I have not managed the coffee, water, morning ratio. You know, like the girl math just doesn't work. I'm like, okay, I drink a little bit of water. Is that enough coffee? And then the coffee tastes good. I chug it. And then I'm like behind on water. But I feel like if you miss out on water in the beginning, you never catch up. Like any water I drink, I'm still going to be jacked up.
I have a crazy irrational fear. Did you see like in the news, like, okay, it was really only one girl, but I feel like it happened to 2 people. Like in the past month, this girl drank so much water, like so quickly because she was so dehydrated that she thought she ended up drowning. She ended up dying. And so I have, because I will go all day and drink no water, and then it'll hit like 4:30 and I'll be like, wait, what is this feeling? And it's just thirst. And so I'll chug, 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 chug. And then I now have this fear where I'm like, oh my God, am I drowning?
So that's why you have to pour the water into a bowl and just like lick it like a cat with your tongue to avoid drowning. Mm-hmm. Do it in public. People love it. I also, when I drink too much water, I have to pee. Like recently, I'm like, before a flight, I'm going to be hydrated. But then the entire flight, I have to pee. Pick your poison.
Speaking of flights, so I never, like, I never have that, like, fun, like, flight romance. Like, I've never experienced it. But you know how it's like, oh, when you're, like, in an airport or on a flight, like, anyone potentially your age, you're like, that's my husband.
Yeah.
So I got on my flight to LA the other day, and I'm, like, I'm getting myself situated. Like, I'm doing my things, like, you know, I'm getting all my, getting my iPad out, getting like my charger out, figuring out what I need for the next 6 hours.
You have a whole setup.
And this man sits down next to me, like good looking, cute, definitely my age, maybe even a little bit younger. And so I get like nervous and I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. So like there's someone like my age sitting next to me. I'm like getting all my stuff ready, whatever. I don't like look in his direction. He's like relatively cute. Like if I saw him out at a bar, would I ever look twice at him? Absolutely not. But because we were on a plane, I was like, oh, he's like kind of cute, whatever. He pulled out a book. I have no idea what the book was. And I was like, ugh. My immediate reaction was
like, he definitely can't read and is pretending he can read. Like, he's overcompensating.
I was like, gross. And then I was like, you know what, Paige? Some people like to read. And, like, on a plane, we're on here for 6 hours. Like, don't judge this man. I put my shows on. I'm watching my show. I eat my lunch. This man is still eating or still reading. Then I, like, fall asleep for the remainder of the flight. I wake up. This man is still reading. And I was like, I almost turned to him and I was like, there's no way you could.
You're like, I've had 20 Delta Biscoffs and you're still reading.
I was like, did I miss the hot cookie? Like, did I sleep through the warmed cookie? Like, and you're still reading? It was just so crazy to me that he could read for so long. So anyway.
So when did he stop reading?
Honestly, when we were getting off. I almost was like, "What? You weren't my husband anyway, but like, stop reading."
I've never met a man who could read. I think he was like faking it.
The book was upside down, so that was the
for sure. Sign. I wanted to call you out on something.
Okay.
Because yesterday, I was in Texas, you were in New York, so I guess the time was different, but at like 6:50 a.m. you texted me, which was alarming.
Yeah, that's alarming.
And all you write is, I love you. Now, I got this when I immediately woke up, so I couldn't process it fully. So I was like, I love you more, LOL. 6 hours later, it hits me. I go, is she kidnapped? Does she have a gun to her head? Is she okay? Should I call the police? And then you write, I literally go, are you okay? And you go, yes. And I go, LOL. And then I'm like, okay, I'm not prying, but like, you can't, I know this is fucked up, but you can't just say I love you to me and not have a reason.
I know. After I sensed it, I was like, oh my God, she's going to think I like died or something. Or like, I'm on my deathbed. No, like,
these are your last well wishes. You're like, get my affairs in order. I love you. And I never hear from you again. I'm like, is she escaping to Mexico? Like, what is she doing?
Okay. I'm just like trying this new thing where I'm like very, I like journal and I'm like very living in the moment and I'm trying to like.
So you're not okay.
No, I'm not okay.
Once your friend tells you she starts journaling, you know she's in a dark fucking place.
No, I'm not okay.
I'm like, do your willy-nilly LA bullshit on your own. You don't have to text me stuff and freak me out. Put it in your journal that you love me. Don't wake me up with some weird ass text.
I had one of my girlfriends who's also a Scorpio texted me the other day and she was like, hey, just wondering, are you having the worst month of your life? And I was like, that's so crazy. I actually am. And she, and she was like, okay, I just wanted to check on you because like she's a Scorpio too. And she was like, and I've like almost burnt my house down like 3 times. And I'm like, no, I like I'll kill everyone. So I'm trying this new thing like where I'm like really grateful for everything that I have because they say like that's the best way to manifest things. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna tell Anna that I love her. Like, I'm
I literally was like, what's the tea? What's going on? What's going on?
Just Mercury.
I do have to say Mercury's in retrograde.
great.
Mercury's in reggaeton.
Yeah. No, literally. It's in the microwave somewhere. It's like it's almost done.
I do feel like with our friendship,
yeah,
we're never like affectionate at the same time.
No.
Like I feel like when I'm like, oh my God, like I love you, you're amazing, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then when you're like, I love you, I'm like, I'm literally, mama's working.
Yeah. No, we're never in sync. But we're also, are you affectionate? Like, this is gonna sound so anti-feminist, and I don't mean it to be. Are you like affectionate to women? Like any women in your life other than your mom?
So I think I've really connected to my femininity recently. When I say that, I mean like to loving women, where like before I was super weird about it. And now I'm like, I just want girlies.
You're in your feminine era.
In my feminine era. And I feel like it actually like breeds collaboration and like success and stuff. Mm-hmm. I've never been like physically that, like I don't like hold my best friend's hand and stuff.
Right.
But I feel like I'm 0 or 100. Like I'm either being like so fucking mean to you, but if you want, I will literally be like, you are so amazing and you're worthy and I love you. I don't really have an in between.
I just feel like I have like 3 girlfriends that I genuinely am like, I love you and I like trust you with my whole life. Like I'll tell you anything and I don't think twice about it. And you're one of them, obviously. But I was on TikTok the other day and there was this like, I don't know if she was a psychologist or like what she was, but she was on like a podcast doing like an interview. And she was saying how like one of the biggest like misconceptions is that like women should have like all of these friends and like every like girl growing up or like even as an adult, like you want like a big group of girlfriends. And she was like, if you have one friend, like one true friend, like you're doing better than most people. Like it really isn't like that in real life. Like, so take stock of like who that one friend is. And I saw that and then I texted you that I loved you.
Wait, you're so cute, but I'm still so worried about you.
No, definitely really don't like call off any like, what are those things called when the police, when the hospital comes and gets you? Like a 550 hold. Like definitely don't lose their number.
But I also like it does feel good as a friend to be appreciated.
Yeah.
And in that moment, it did make me feel really good because I was like, she's not texting every bitch this.
No, no, no.
She's not texting every bitch this. No. But also when you're in your 30s, I feel like you really only have so many people left who are like the real ones.
Yeah.
And I'm the same way. I have like 3 to 4 girls that like at any time I could just be like, I love you so much. And they'll be like, I love you. You're my favorite. And then I like go about my day.
Like there's this is also a really big compliment to you. In like my most in like the recent years, the one weekend that I felt like, oh my God, I left that weekend. Like I love being a woman. Like I love having girlfriends. Like I just love being a fucking girl was your bachelorette party.
I mean, honestly, same. That weekend changed my life. I became a woman. I became a woman that weekend.
That weekend, for whatever reason, changed my fucking life. Like, I think about
it. And let's also be fully honest. Me and you are not only, like, very, like, we're competitive, we're driven, and we also are boy crazy. Like, let's be honest. We're 2 boy crazy bitches. And I didn't have time to, like, deal with, like, why I should love women. I'm like, yeah, they're great. Okay, well, I need to do all this shit.
Yeah.
But now that you're older, you're like, they're the only people who fucking understand this. What's going on?
The only people that get it. Your bachelorette party is my Roman Empire.
Wait, I literally texted Des, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? And he didn't answer. But he studied history in college, so I feel like, does Craig think about the Roman Empire?
I asked him and then he was like so annoyed after I told him it was like a TikTok and I didn't record it. I want to ask my dad. But Craig was like, yeah, I think about it probably like once a week.
What is our Roman Empire? Laguna Beach?
Kind of. I mean, like a little bit, but like not really. No, honestly, your bachelorette party is my Roman Empire. But like something I thought about. Oh, I know. My Roman Empire is years and years and years ago. I don't even know where I heard it or where I saw it. But like there was a thing that it taught all women that you should rinse your hair with cold water. So from the day that I heard that, I've done that for the rest of my life. Like, I don't know if that is real or if that works, but that's my Roman Empire, and I think about it a lot. Like, I have to seal the ends of my hair with cold water.
For people who don't know, girls are asking their significant others how often they think about the Roman Empire, guys, and apparently guys think about it all the time. So I'm trying to think, like, what girls think about all the time.
Getting kidnapped.
Yeah, getting murdered. I literally yesterday, I was like, oh, I'm going to go to a vintage store in Houston. I go outside and I was with my feature, Andrew Collin. And I literally was like, if you weren't here, I wouldn't be able to walk to the store.
Okay.
Because some cities are just like empty.
Not to bring up like TikTok again, but I saw this other girl post and I tried to like see who the girl in the video was like talking, but the person that it had posted it like wasn't her, whatever. But she was talking about how like it's cool now in our society for like women to say like, I hate men, like we hate men. And then there's other women being like, oh, she's like a pick me. She just says that like she doesn't actually hate men. But she was kind of breaking it down. And she was like, the women that legitimately hate men should be protected. And like, it should be okay for them to hate men because we are the only group that like any suppressed group is allowed to like dislike their suppressor. And like men for like ever have always like told us what to do. And like, they're the ones that like kill us. And like this.
Yes. Well, that's the concept of men are like, don't make fun of short men. And I'm like, you guys like make fun of everything about women's physical.
Yeah.
And like, so we're like punching up, they're punching down.
Yeah. And so they were like, and then we're supposed to like love them. And like some women do love them. And like some women are in between. I would say we're in between. Like we love them and we hate them. And then there are women that legit just hate them. And they should be allowed to hate them. Because if you really think about it, like men kill us. Like that's the craziest thing to think.
All I'm saying is like, I feel like everyone should love men with sleeping with one eye open. Like you cannot fully trust them. But like you will find, I'm not saying not all men, but like not all men. There are some. And I do think there is this bad reputation of like feminists or these like man hating angry women, but it's like, no, they're just like aware of situations. Also, a lot of us have been really fucking hurt by men in our life. Like whether it's like physical, mental, like it's happened to us.
Yeah.
Not that women can't, you know, emotionally torture a man, which like good for you.
For sure.
To do, please teach us a masterclass.
Write an ebook.
I love how we just became a gender women's studies certificate class in college right now.
Wait, that's another bit that I've like recently realized that I've become committed to. Like if anyone ever like is talking about something, like Craig will like explain a lot of things to me about like war and like just like whatever's going on in the news. And I'm like half listening.
And I know you didn't ask.
Yeah, no, so I definitely like didn't ask. But if there's ever something where like I'm done listening to it, but like I don't want that person to be like offended, I always say, oh, I wish there was an ebook on that so I could read more. Like I wish was an ebook on whatever you're talking about, but also shut up.
Yes. Like what was it called when you didn't read the book in college? It was like something notes.
Cliff Notes.
Spark Notes. Yeah. That shit saved my life. Yeah. Also, women supporting women, we have to discuss. Obviously, we've been commenting on each other's Instagrams for a while, but I think recently I've been posting more photos. I used to just do tweets, then I was doing stand-up videos, and now I'm like posting some more photos because I'm like a fashion girly.
Right.
Your comments blow up on every single one of my photos to the point that I posted something yesterday and someone goes, everyone out here just waiting for Paige's comment.
I have taken on this persona where like all I want to do is roast people like that I love in comments. And really when I have notifications for, I really don't, but like I should, for when you and Craig post, because you're my favorite people to troll on the internet. I don't troll you nearly as much as I troll him.
No, but your comments are always like really fucking good, whether it's like really it's just always fucking
Thank
good
you.
There's levels. It's like you're a novelist. I feel like I post on Instagram more than you. Like when you post, it's like an event. Like when you post, everyone's like, oh my God, she's finally posted. And it's like, this is the last 3 years of my life.
Yeah.
And you posted recently and I was like, wait, I need to post an epic comment because she's been posting epic comments on mine. And I overthought this comment. Like, I was like deleting. I was changing letters. I was like, do I do emoji, not emoji? I forget what I wrote, but I remember looking at other people's comments like, okay, that was like fine.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like a great comment. So now I'm like very invested in like our comment on Instagram relationship.
It's a fun game.
I'm also insane. Like, if I get a little dopamine, I go through my Instagram and I post the nicest compliments on any girly that I like. I will literally be like, incredible. Like,
wait, I've been doing that on TikTok too. Like, where I'm just like, this is so funny. Great. Like, I love following. And then I'm like, what am I a
love
mom
complimenting
on?
Women right now.
I'm like, am I a mom on Facebook? Because I'm like, you're doing great. Like, this, oh my God, post more pics.
I feel like Kris Jenner. Because I feel like so much stuff is for the girlies right now. Like, you see an outfit and you're like, she fucking like went off. And this was for me. This wasn't for the men.
I mean,
quick question though. What's 4+4 mean? Is that a Gen Z thing that I missed?
4+4 = 8. Like, I ate it up. 8.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I didn't know that. How'd you figure that out? You can't even do math.
I think I stole it from Ice Spice. She like commented something and was like 4+4. And I was like, that's so good. I'm stealing that.
I was Googling it like a dumbass and it was nothing was coming up. And I'm like, what the fuck does this mean? I'm like, I'm the Gen Z correspondent. How does she know something I don't?
I know. That was so Gen Z of me.
Also, I realized my toxic trait.
Which is?
I will watch like a whole TV series and just like never watch the last episode and like not care. Like, bye.
Hannah.
Like, don't care. I did that with Game of Thrones. Never watched the last episode.
That's actually probably one of the most diabolical things I've literally ever heard. How are you going to watch a whole season and then not know what happens? Like, do you like making up your own ending? Are you nervous you're not going to like the ending? Like, what's...
Wait, I haven't like delved deep because it's probably something super like fucked up that I should look into.
It's probably anxiety.
Yeah, like I don't... Or maybe I want to feel like I'll always have it if I want.
Yeah, like...
No, but like Game of Thrones, I almost was like, I don't give a fuck. It was almost rebellious. Like, oh, everyone cares about the finale. I don't. And then no one liked it. And I'm like, well, I didn't even watch it.
Do you get sad when like you're watching a full series and then like it's over? Maybe like you don't want... Okay, so maybe you don't want to watch the last episode because you don't want that like, okay, I finished that show. Like it's over.
You know, I think when it's a good show, I will watch the end. But I've watched so many shows like 90% and I'm like, this show doesn't deserve the wrap up.
That's...
I'm like, I'm not even giving them the chance.
That's probably one of the craziest things I've ever heard. This was a funny thing that happened. I was walking down the streets of New York City with Craig and I was like, oh, I was showing him like our spotter and lantern flies that we have. And I was like, oh, these are our bugs like in New York that are like really, they're really having a moment right now. Like everybody's talking about them. And he was like, oh, that's so like crazy. Like what's like wrong with them? And I was like, I don't know, but you're supposed to kill them if you see them. And he was like, oh, okay, interesting. We go home that night. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm watching like regular TV. There's a commercial for the lantern flies, like for New York City. It's like a PSA commercial. And it's like, if you see them, like kill them. And I was like, that's so crazy. I've never seen a commercial like telling you.
Being like, murder them all.
Like that we should be killing them. Like what? Like that's so nuts. And Craig starts like laughing. And I was like, isn't that like kind of crazy? Like I'm surprised like there's no like activist being like, don't kill these bugs. And like, how dare they have a commercial? And Craig like starts laughing and he's like, that's so like New York of you guys. You have like a bug problem and you're like getting rid of it. And I was like, why? What's the difference? And he was like, in the South, there's commercials for like wild hogs that you and they like suggest that you shoot them like on site. And I was like,
oh
wait,
God.
What? I was like, that is the craziest fucking thing I've ever heard. Like, and he's like, yeah, like if you go to like North Carolina and like watch a TV commercial, they have like a real big like hog problem.
You're like, another hog out on my doorstep. God damn it.
And I was like, okay, our flies are just like annoying, but
New Yorkers are like, look, we're really busy. We got a lot of shit to do. These flies are pissing me off. If you see one, give it a smack, okay? Smack it in the head. Literally. Craig is like, yeah, you just have to punch it like a shark and it goes away. But I feel like New York has the fly problem because we don't have other animals to kill them. But like, I'm not going to be out here. Like, what are we supposed to kill it with? Like, my like fake Fendi, what am I gonna kill
no I know, like if there's like one like in my walking path, like I'll like actively step on it, but I'm not like,
oh, it's on the ground.
Yes, yeah, they're mostly on the ground when I see them. They're mostly,
do you know,
on
that
the
I had no idea about this story. Like, where have I been?
Have you seen the lantern flies? They're like the spotted,
no, is it
bugs?
No.
Okay.
Is it on the news? Is it on TikTok? Because it's not on TikTok. I didn't see it.
It's in real life. Like.
Okay, then I didn't see it.
Never came across my desk, honestly. Like, if you walk around anywhere in New York City and just, like, look on the ground, they're there. Like, they're there. They're, like, on the trees.
Like, they're just annoying? Or do they, like, kill something?
They, I don't know if they kill anything, but I know that they eat trees.
Oh,
and I think they're just bad. Like overpopulated.
Because trees help with oxygen.
Yeah.
And we need oxygen to live.
Yeah.
So murder them.
So anyway.
If you want to live your life, you have to murder them. Okay, I'm not going to ask. Honestly, I don't want to ask any more questions about that because I need to do my own research.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I am so happy that it's spring. Spring is actually probably my favorite season. Winter is too cold. Summer is too much pressure. But spring just, I love doing spring cleaning. I love getting rid of things. I love starting a workout routine. You guys know that I've been trying to work out more and more. So I have the best news ever, and it's that Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm and to tap into your power and build towards your summer. Peloton has classes for everyone. If you only want to do something for 5 minutes, then Peloton has something for you. If you want to try yoga or if you want to do a walking class, then Peloton has it for you. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out. I like that when you do like a few workouts and you know which one's your favorite, they just like automatically give you more exactly like that. I feel like it just keeps your fitness journey fresh for every day. So get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This episode of Giggly Squad is sponsored by BetterHelp. I can't tell you how many text messages I've gotten in like the past 2 weeks of people being like, hey, want to go out for a drink? Or like, hey, what are you doing right now? And honestly, it makes my anxiety skyrocket. So if you're someone like me and it's nicer weather and people are starting to go out and do things and you feel guilty and you're just, your social battery is down, sometimes it's nice to talk to someone about it. That's why I'm obsessed with BetterHelp. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, then why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, just in case you do decide to take one of your friends up on their offer to get together in the nice weather. You can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GigglySquad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GigglySquad. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15.
Which I also lost in fantasy football this week, so I'm kind of in a mood. Like, wait. It's just like I'm a little off.
What?
I know.
Who do you do a fantasy football league with?
Okay, so Taylor Strecker's wife messages me and she's like, do you have time to do fantasy football? And I immediately respond yes, even though
you have no time.
I actually don't. So then I do the draft and I thought I retired because I won once and I was going to retire on top. I also like literally got 8 gray hairs because I was so emotional. Because you will lose a game because you like didn't put the right guy in and like a guy on your bench will score or a guy will get injured. Like it's all out of your control. And like I need to be in control. I hate
that like,
shit.
I don't really get it. Like while the game is going on, you're going online and being like, hey, put this guy in right now for my.
So you have to pick your lineup beforehand. Okay. So you draft like a bunch of random players. So what happens on Sundays, like this is a sports podcast. You go to the bar, you know, there's like tons of different football games.
Yeah.
You look at your phone and you see which players you have. So you'd be like, okay, I want the running back on that team to score and I want the defense on that team to get an interception. So it just makes watching football more fun for people. I'm not even watching football. I'm just on my phone trying to win.
I was just gonna say, is Dez like a big football watcher?
No, he's like European. Mm-hmm. He likes soccer or what they call soccer, football, whatever. And he likes watching the Mets lose.
What's the name of your team?
Hannah's slam dunk team. It was something I made like 5 years ago. It's like Hannah's slam dunk team. But I cheated. The first week cheated. I posted on my Insta story and I said, girlies, this is my lineup. What do we think? And the girlies, I had like 400 messages. People were like, move this guy here. Move that guy here. Hey, I ran this by my friend. You should. So I won 2 weeks ago. And then this week I lost. And I don't feel good about myself. I feel like I could have done better. And that's something I have to work on, that like success does not equate to happiness.
Here's the good news.
And I can be a loser and still worthy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've dated so many of them. Here's the good news on your fantasy football. It's not real. So don't worry about it. It's literally made up.
I mean, I did put $100 into it.
Oh,
so
that's
like,
nice. That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, something that the people aren't talking about that I feel like I can't be the only one that's noticed this. Obviously, like Tom and Giselle got divorced and he's like in a love triangle with Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk. And like, I don't know. I feel like Giselle has been like out and about. I feel like she was at like a few Fashion Week things and she's just like living her life and whatever. How come nobody's talking about that they have the same face? If you
Giselle and Tom Brady.
If you put long hair on Tom Brady, that's Giselle.
I do feel like a lot of couples look like brother and sister and they're one of them.
They're for sure one of them. Like they siblings or dating, like for sure.
Or they've just been to the same plastic surgeon and they started to mold.
It's just starting to really freak me out. Like I can't really look at pictures of them anymore. And like when he was at the US Open, everyone was like commenting on like all of his like movements. Like he was like fixing his hair and like, I don't know. I was just like, that's Giselle.
I just have to say, having your ex in the public eye seems like a fucking nightmare.
A nightmare.
Because like, you have to move on. You have to go cold turkey. You have to block. You have to like not think about them. Imagine every time you go on your phone, you see your ex and who they're fucking. Like, that's crazy pants.
No.
That's why she's sober. Because she was like, I'll drink myself into oblivion. I need to sober up and meditate.
No, I'll do a tequila text message. Like, I wouldn't be able to. I'd have to block everything. I'd have to block anything that would ever post him. Like, I don't follow like certain things like Page Six or People Magazine. Like, I just don't like look, like I have them muted. Like, I don't like look at it.
Yeah.
Because I don't like, what if I saw someone where I'm like, I fucking hate that person. And imagine and it being your ex, like fuck off.
Do you know how many people I have muted?
Yeah, no. The mute button is People don't talk about it enough.
People don't talk about it enough. Like, I'm friends with everyone, but muted everyone.
If anything, I feel like I have more of my friends muted. Like, I have arch nemesis muted. But muted. Then I have like and my then you're like, really good friends muted.
Muted.
The people I want to see are the people I don't know that I'm like making up scenarios so true. In my head.
Because I think your friends, Instagram knows they're your friends. So they show you them like too much. And you're like, we get
yeah,
it.
Like, I don't like, care.
We know. I was with her. I saw her yeah, wear that. Like, great. I don't need this photo.
Tell me something I don't know.
Your closest friends, you're not muted, but like your close friends are muted. And then the like peripheral friends, that's all you see on your yeah. page.
And like my arch nemesis where like it would be, you can't like block, you can't like unfollow or block. So you have to mute them because you're like, I'm not looking
and
at
then
your
my For
shit.
You page every now and then is like, tries me.
Yeah.
My For You page fucking tries me. And I'm like, how dare you?
Yeah.
My For You page is still like mostly tennis and cat videos. Mm. And like, weird outfits. I'm very into weird outfits right now, Paige. I'm what called like bloke-core or something.
What?
Bloke-core is like a combination of like soccer uniforms and something really girly. I'm like kind of into it.
And it's called bloke-core.
I think it's called bloke-core, blockette-core. I don't know. I think I made it up. I just like am in a very weird fashion space.
I will say that like running shorts, like Nike running shorts are very in. Like instead.
Like Adam Sandler.
No, like shorter ones, not like basketball shorts.
Oh, like spandex.
No, not like a biker short.
Oh, like cargo.
No. Like a like a windbreaker, like a type.
Like a running.
Yeah, like short. I said in the beginning, like a running short. Hailey Bieber, actually, your girl, like, kind of put it on where it's like she'll wear like a Nike running short, a sneaker, a hat and like a cute little tee. But like her makeup and will be done and she'll have earrings on. Kind of similar to how you would wear like we used to wear like a biker short and like an oversized sweatshirt or a tee. If you like switch it out for a running short, it's like more on trend.
Do you remember Sophie shorts? The ones yeah. that are like cotton that you... They literally were a napkin that you would just roll up.
I wore them to cheerleading practice. Like,
oh, yeah,
I
and if you did two like rolls, you're slut.
Whore. If it wasn't just the white, it was like the double.
Your labia is fully out.
You're a slut. You had just lost your virginity, and that's how you were letting everyone know.
I don't know why, but I saw Hailey Bieber's nails recently, and they were like a yellow French manicure. And I think I'm going to go yellow this week.
Okay.
Or like a yellow chrome. I'm just keeping you guys posted on.
Yeah, keep us abreast.
The artistic journey. Why did you write girls who beat up two girls for her mom?
Oh, this is old, but we never talked about it. Did you see that video? They were at like a country concert and these two girls like started like beating up this mom. And the daughter comes from nowhere and like this young, pretty, blonde hair, blue eyed, like cute little girl comes from out of nowhere, sees that her mom is like in like a scuffle with these two girls and just beats the shit out of them. Like, and she was like,
like takes both their heads and puts
no,
them together.
No, like literally they were like standing in front of porta potty. She kicks the girl into the porta potty. She falls into it and then she shuts the door on
her. Wait, that is like Kill Bill shit. That's incredible.
And so they were like interviewing her and they were like, are you like a fighter? Like what? And she was like, she was like, never in my life have I ever been in a physical altercation. Like, I don't know how to fight. But she was like, my fight or flight just like turned on and like, that's my mom. And I'm not going to let like these two girls like beat my mom up. So I just like it just was like adrenaline and it was so good. And I was like, oh, my God, I would totally push a bitch into a porta potty for my mom.
I think that that girl should join WWE.
Right?
I'm very into taking a viral moment. I'll be her manager. Take a viral moment. Like that kid who got viral for singing in a Walgreen or Walmart. And now he like tours.
No.
He like was like yodeling.
She should like go into like NXT and then be like the new WWE like diva.
Carmella.
And her whole thing could be like beating people up and like throwing them in a porta potty. We should contact her.
We should contact her.
You can be her manager/agent. I'll style her and give her media training. Do you think that we could
stab people with our long fingers?
I feel like we could at like some point in our lives be like, okay, now let's like run someone else's career.
I always pretend I'm everyone's agent.
Yeah.
Like I will unprovoked be telling people shit.
No.
I'll be like, look.
At least, I will say at least once a month, I get a text from Hannah that's like, hey, I've been thinking and I think you should. And she'll give me like a whole list of like things that I should be working on and like doing on TikTok or like, and I don't ever do them, but they're great ideas. Like,
good ideas.
I'm like, wait, if I wasn't so lazy, I'd do that for sure.
I feel like I'm an idea person. So it's always coming. And sometimes I'm not trying to think of ideas for you, but if it naturally hits me,
you're like, I have to tell you.
You're
like, I gotta tell her that.
And then if it blows up, then you literally owe me your life.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, people are like, Hannah, you're so helpful to people. Like, I like to introduce couples. It's because I want people to, like, on their deathbed be like, thank God for Hannah Brenner.
Actually, people don't talk about that enough on you that you've introduced how many couples that have gotten married? Two? Three?
Two on purpose, three by accident. Actually, I think I forgot one. It's so many.
Yeah, but that's a talent.
It's a talent, and I think it's because I can't tolerate most men, so when I can, it's like they're pretty good.
Yeah, and you're like, wait, I have someone for you.
I also keep a Rolodex in my head because I'm married, so I like love living vicariously through my friends. So when I meet a girl who's like, she's funny, she's smart, she's cute, I'm like, are you single? She says yes, and then I go, what kind of guy are you looking for? I think of my Rolodex. And I literally have an Excel doc in my head if I knew how to use Excel.
It's so funny because I just genuinely, like, every time you say you're married, I get, like, shocked.
Same.
I don't, but here's the thing. I don't think of you as my married friend, but I also don't think of you as my single friend. Like, I just think of you as,
I feel like I'm just out of the game. I'm just, like, retired from the game.
Like, I just think of you as, like, a human. Because it's not like when you got married, I was like, oh, my God, like, I can't go out anymore with Hannah. Yeah. Like, she's not, like, I didn't think that at all. So it's just, like,
this is fucked up, but getting married has literally just helped me, like, focus on me more, which sounds so selfish, but, like, I used to wake up and it was like, okay, you got to get the hinge. You got this. What mental mind games am I playing with this person? Who do I, like, who am I trying to, what do I say? What do I wear? Like,
it
was so consuming. And now I'm like that with my career. Because I'm like, oh, I have like someone.
Check that box. And now you can focus.
But I'm also an anxious person. And I feel like I'm like a little nervous about it. I put like all my energy in too much. And I definitely had those moments where like I'd let a guy ruin my day or month or even my year.
No.
And then you look back and you're like, what the fuck was that about?
No, I've had a boyfriend take like a solid 4 years of my life. Like, where I'm just like, where was I?
But it's so crazy because in the moment you think like, I'll never get over this, or how will I move on?
I'll never and,
like,
financially
you
recover.
You really fucking move on. Yeah. Like, you literally can get like the ick is so real when you meet someone new.
Yeah.
And you realize it's so made up.
Yes. Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Moda Operandi, Ray-Ban, and Good American. I can't wait to shop beauty like Fenty and Ulta. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can really save by stacking cash back on top of deals. And during Big Give Week, the cash back is bigger than ever. It's the time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see a higher cash back rate than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so that you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like. So you can find the home that's just right for you, whether it's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day. With a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole
whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters the most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. So no matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
We've made a lot of girlies break up with their boyfriends on this pod. How do we feel about that?
Empowered. Because
I feel great.
Like, I don't... here's how I think, too. Like, we've made a lot of girls break up with their boyfriends because they're shitty. But, like, if they're meant to be with that person, like, they'll come back.
Yeah, which is a way of saying break up with him.
Yeah.
I also think if you are... You know, when you start Googling, like... Should I feel this way?
Yeah.
Or like, am I in the right relationship or should I break up with him? You fucking know the answer. Yeah. Whenever the Googling starts, you know it's done. I remember Googling, is he a narcissist? And I was like.
Okay. See, here's the thing. Because I'm so fucking crazy. Yes, that's so true. But I feel like every boyfriend I've ever had, I've always looked up symptoms for like different things,
disorders.
Where I'm just like, but what is bipolar disorder, you know? Like, do like maybe they haven't checked into it.
But I do think people have to remember that everyone has issues. It's about finding the issues that you want to deal with, because once you're being in a relationship and like versus just talking to a guy is so different.
Yeah,
once you're in a relationship, you have to like hear about their day, you have to like deal with their own anxieties, where like when you're just looking at him from afar, you're like, he's just like hot and carefree.
And like everyone has insecurities, and like those insecurities like trigger different like responses or like reactions. And when you're with someone, you have to realize like what are their insecurities, but you can't like come out and say like you're insecure about this, because they might not have realized it. So then you can tell like by how they react to something like in that moment, if they're being just like insecure and like it's triggering them and they're like projecting it onto you, or like if you did something wrong. Like, it's so intense. And like for me, I'm so emotionless, so it's like so much harder.
She's like, and then I have to fake empathy. No. And it's just exhausting,
because like sometimes something will happen and I'll be like, okay, I don't like the way I feel, so I'm just gonna sit in silence and like stare until I like get out of it or like figure something out. And like Craig is so not like that, so he can't like understand how I'm just like so blank about certain things, where I'm just like, I'll never talk about it ever again.
Like, but that's your reaction from like your past traumas of like what was easiest for you to cope.
Yeah.
I remember sometimes it's not your fault, like it's their past relationships, and I don't like know exactly why, but I remember the first time Dez went to play volleyball, and it was like a like 5-hour tournament, and he called me every 45 minutes, and he was really cute, but he was like, hey, just checking in. And at first I'm like, this is cute, and then he did it like 4 times, and I was like, this is someone fucking yelled at him before. Yeah. Someone fucking freaked out and tore him up.
Yeah, it was like, you could at least call and say you're fucking busy.
So he was, it was like early on, and he was like trying to be so good, and I had to be like, hey, I'm literally taking the best shit of my life, because I've been holding it in for 3 weeks. Nothing has happened in the last 30 minutes. I honestly am enjoying like me scrolling TikTok.
My time alone.
And you're kind of,
you're ruining it.
But a lot of it is like, you, they'll either evolve from their past traumas, or you just have to like learn that it's not personal. It's like their own shit. Knowing that stuff isn't personal is honestly my 30s. Like, yeah. I used to take things so personally in my 20s.
That's so
I was like, how could
true.
They not see me? How can that get me? Even like friendship shit. I'd be like, how could you ever do this to me? Where now I realize like nothing is about me. It's never about me.
It has nothing
I'm
to
a
do
literal
with you.
Made up character in some people's heads that is just a reflection of their life. And you just, once you can disconnect from that, you're like, we're all just trying to survive here projecting on each other.
No, that's what it is. I recently got into like a little, not like a fight or like
physical altercation.
No, I didn't like
you fought a girl in a porta potty.
I didn't stuff a girl's head in a porta potty or anything, but like got into like a little bit of like a whatever with a girlfriend. And I kept like complaining about it to Craig. And I was like, I just don't get like what, like maybe everything's true that everyone says about me. Like I'm the worst. Like I'm just like all this stuff. And he was just like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like you literally haven't done anything. And now you're taking all of this and putting it on yourself. And it's the same for like friendships and boyfriends. Like a lot of this shit that like you fight about with a friend or a boyfriend literally has nothing to do with you. And that's like the best, not even comeback, but the best thing to be like, okay, this has literally nothing to do with me. And I just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like you should deal with this on your own.
Oh my God, that is such a good thing. Like wrong place, wrong time is such a good thing to tell yourself. Because a lot of the time that is it. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people in the wrong situation. And then you just go, excuse me.
Yeah.
Just excuse yourself.
No, like excuse me. Like, and I have to go. But like I'm a
I'm in the wrong place.
I'm a Scorpio. So like, yes, I can identify that and recognize that. Like, okay, this has nothing to do with me. But then like internally, I'm like, but now you've like crossed me and now I'll never look at you again.
Yes. But see, I'm a Leo. So I'm like, okay, well, everything is about me.
Yeah.
Everyone was thinking about me and I'm still here. And how dare you? Also, a bit that I want to bring back is us saying that's Hollywood, baby. That's Hollywood, baby.
No, we used to say that's showbiz.
That's showbiz, baby.
And that's just showbiz.
That's showbiz. Let's get into some front page news.
I feel like there's so much. First, Halle Berry and Drake.
Okay, I feel like that story hasn't been picked up enough.
So the cover of Drake's album is a picture of Halle Berry at the Nickelodeon, like whatever their awards used to be. I don't even think they do those anymore, but whatever.
Yeah, the slime.
Yeah, and she's getting
slime, people?
Slime. So it was in like comments by celebs where someone asked her like, how do you feel about being like Drake's cover art? And she was like, I'm pissed about it. Like, I didn't approve that. Like, I'm mad about it. And then someone commented at her and was like, well, you don't own, even though you're in the picture, you don't own that photo. Like someone took that photo. So I'm sure Drake went to like Getty Images or whatever and bought the photo and is using it like legally. So like, why are you butthurt about it? And she commented back and said, yes, I know I don't own the photo, but Drake asked me if he could use that photo of me, like he obtained it legally and whatever, but asked my permission if he could use it. And I told him no, and he did it anyway. So that's why she's pissed, because she's like, why even ask if you know at the end of the day you're going to do whatever you want anyway?
Okay, I don't like that at all. It's giving Kanye Taylor Swift.
It's giving Kanye Taylor.
Like, yeah. I asked you, and as an artist, as a woman of the arts, like, what was so important about that photo that he had to like cross someone to get
right.
it? And like,
and there's
it's also an embarrassing photo. It's not like she looked so hot. Like it's her getting slime.
There's also a new thing happening with the men, because we tried to teach them like, if you're just truthful and you're honest, like it's easier for us to deal. But then the men started being really truthful and honest. And we were like, okay, just because you're being honest doesn't mean you're not being an asshole. And that's like, you still shouldn't be doing that. Like, just because you're telling me, hey, I cheated on you, doesn't mean it makes it right. Like, any more right because you're honest.
And this is such a bit, like, a Drake album, the whole fucking world sees it. Also, Halle Berry is very private. Mm-hmm. And she's also one of the most beautiful, talented women of our time. So I'm actually going to punch a wall about this. I'm very upset. Because imagine I text you, mm-hmm. and it's a photo of me and you. And I go, can I post this photo? And you're literally like, Hannah, I don't look good in it. Like, you look amazing. I look terrible. Yeah. And I go ahead and post it. That's enough. That's enough to lose trust.
No, you'd be like, hello. Did we not just talk about this? Like, what was I in a different universe? Like, yeah, no, it was fucked. It's fucked up of him.
And it's like taking away her autonomy by not only her literally saying, I do not want you to do this.
Also, it's not like the photo like is that like, I don't want to say like it's not cool, but like it's not like that.
No, I don't get it.
I don't get it. Like,
is his whole song about Halle Berry getting slimed? Then why does it have to be her?
Yeah, it's not like it goes with like the album or anything. Like, if it was like a picture of Kim Kardashian, like, okay, I get it. It's like drama. It's like whatever. Yeah. Like, but what did Halle Berry have to do with it?
Do you remember when Kanye made like all the celebrities nude?
Oh my God. Wait, that was a fever dream.
That was a fever dream. But also like,
literal fever dream. Oh my.
They were all lying in like an orgy together.
Yes, and like Donald Trump was in it. Taylor Swift was in it. That was. No, we should have checked on him then.
Yeah. Also, the whole concept of sliming celebrities was wild. Imagine getting your hair makeup done for 8 hours and then and being Halle Berry and getting slimed. I hope she got paid like stupid money for that, because I would be like, absolutely not.
I would love a like true real documentary
on Nickelodeon, the skeletons in that channel's closet.
No, I would love like a true documentary on Nickelodeon. Like, have you seen all the things where people say like he was obsessed with feet, like the guy that created?
Yeah. And there's just been too many child stars that look. I love Amanda Bynes, and that bitch needs justice.
No, same.
Justice for Halle Berry, justice for my fantasy football team, and justice for Amanda Bynes.
And justice for the guy on the plane that was reading the whole time, who knows, he could have a girlfriend who's a giggler and is like, oh my God.
Or maybe he was studying to become a doctor to solve cancer, and you were making fun of him.
Yeah, but it didn't seem like work stuff. It seemed like just fun reading that he did for 6 hours.
Do you know that like a lot of girls are really into, I don't even know what it's called, but like books that are like the romance novels that are like dirty.
Yeah.
You know, guys will watch porn and then try to do like crazy shit. I think it's happening to girls where they'll be like, hit me with a brick. And the guy's like, excuse me. And she's like, no, like we don't even know the things that people could do. Cause
like when 50 Shades of Grey came out, like all the girlies were freaking out. And then like, I feel like we all tried something and we were like, better not.
This is the thing. Like, it's so hard for a woman to come in general. Yeah. Like, how are you going to come while also fighting for your life? I'll never understand.
No, I don't want to be in physical pain. Like, I want to.
Also, I understand fear. Like, people are like, get off on fear. But like, I'm scared just existing. Like, I'm scared that like, everything in my life's gonna fall apart. I don't need a guy choking me.
Yeah, I at least not to like loss of air.
Yeah, at least not the windpipe. Sophia Richie, did you see her brief bun drama?
No, the internet will yell about anything. Like, this girl just tried to do a lazy girl hairstyle, and she was like, it's wet, it looks slick back already, I'm throwing it in a bun. And everyone came for her, like, that's breaking your hair, like, don't do that. Oh my God, Sophia Richie, don't tell girls to do that. Like, if I had a nickel, my hair's like that right now, and with a little hairspray, boom, done, she's ready.
I also thought it was so nice of her to, like, tell us actually what she does, like, not gatekeep.
Right.
And the truth is, no one fucking knows what they're doing. That's what we learned from this. And just do what you feel comfortable in and what works best for you.
And also, like, your hair's not gonna fall off, like, because you put it in a wet bun a few times. Like, that was my whole childhood.
Yeah, if you go outside with your hair wet, you're gonna die and get chlamydia.
Yeah.
Also, Jen Shah and Elizabeth Holmes are in jail together, and apparently they're friends. And that's the Real Housewives that I want to watch. Real Housewives of Jail.
No, like,
throw in Teresa Giudice. Like,
you know, like, are you ever like in a situation where like you're just like, what decisions did I make in my life that like God thought that like I should be in this exact situation right now? Like, what is the lesson here? Like, what am I?
Yeah, whenever you're sitting on a guy's face spacing out at the wall in front of you, like, why the fuck am I in Staten Island?
I've had
that every time I suck a dick. I'm like, how did I get here?
One time I had that. This is like going back like a lot of years, but I'll never forget it. I woke up in Hoboken, and my friend had left me, like went back to the city. You would have thought that I was in like the south of Florida, and she flew back to New York. I was like, "You left me in Hoboken?" She's like, "Literally, get on the PATH train." And I'm like, "No, like where am I? I don't know how to get home."
You're like, "That's like taking the Oregon Trail."
I was like, what do I even? I was like, I gotta get an Uber home. Like, I can't get on this train with my shoes on. But anyway, do you ever, like, do you think like Jen Shaw or like Elizabeth Holmes are just like sitting there and they're like, how the fuck? Like, I feel like I would start laughing if I was in jail because I would just be like, there's no way I'm in jail right now.
She's like, hi, big fan of your work. I'm a big fan of your work. But also, this is worrisome to me. Like, as a lawmaker, I would not want two conniving bitches in the same, like, they're coming up with their next scam.
No, they're coming up with something.
Like, they're going to come out with something fucked up. And I don't think we should put all the, like, white collar crime people together, because they'll come up with all these like white collar scams, and what is it, blue collar, whatever the other one is, they're all figuring out like weapon shit.
I have a really important question.
What
if you were in jail? You know how like when you're in jail you have to like get certain jobs?
That's your Roman Empire is being in jail.
Yes, that's my Roman Empire for sure. I think about going to jail and like getting arrested a lot of times.
Okay, so what's the question?
If you were in jail, you know how like you sometimes have to get like a job like within the jail, like, and it shows like good behavior and you go to work. What would you like elect to do? Like, what would you want to?
I would be in like the creative class where I'm like, we're writing poems today. Okay. We're writing poems, and I'll be like, hey, City Slicker, what did you come up with? Yeah. Hey, Little Scrappy, what did you come? You know, everyone has a nickname. Hey, Hot Mama Bear, what did you come up with?
Okay, you're like writing on like a chalkboard. You're like, here's our prompt for today.
Or I would do like watercolor. Like, I would be the leader.
You'd
of the
be the art teacher slash like creative writing.
Yes, because I feel like I would get involved in sports, but I'd get too competitive. Yeah. And then I'd get involved with a gang. Yeah. And then like I'd be facing off in gangs, and that's again wrong place, wrong time for me.
Wrong place, wrong time for me. Yeah. Sorry.
Can I guess like where you're gonna be?
I have to start using that in conversation. Like, look, this is just wrong place, wrong time for me, and I have to go. Instead of Irish exiting, that's what I'm gonna do. Yeah, you can guess mine.
Okay, yours. Well, obviously, is there a place for outfits?
Here's what I've thought about this. I think I would get so jacked. Like, all I would do is work out. I think that's when I'd become a yoga instructor. Like, I would be teaching the meditation
yoga. I could see you becoming the meditation yoga girl, because you're like, look, it had to get really dark to get here. And now I'm bettering myself. Yep. And the second they release you for good, like behavior, being good,
yeah,
you're going to do something fucked up. Where everyone's gonna be like, she faked it. Like, she wasn't this like crazy yogi holy girl. Like, she was writing all of her enemies in her journal and crossing off how she's gonna take them down.
I could manipulate.
But she pretended to be a yoga.
I could manipulate myself out of jail for sure.
Yeah, that's what I think.
And then I'd get out and like open a yoga studio, but secretly it's like you go there to hire a hitman.
Yeah, or like you're drug trafficking, like. Eat, like jewels.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'd love to have like a heist. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're getting arrested after this episode. I wanted to let people know, because we're like so obsessed with our newsletter, we obviously, it was a lot of admin, and obviously we fucked up. We didn't expect to get as many email addresses as we got.
Yeah,
the system we had like literally couldn't handle it, and we were like, figure it the fuck out, this is like basic admin. So we now have a new, we're with MailChimp.
And no, we're very excited.
We're paying for it. But I just want to say I love MailChimp. And they can handle all the emails. So make sure you subscribe to our email list. And we're updating our website so it's really clear when our live shows are, where our newsletter is. And we're going to put all the past newsletter in it. We have a lot of
stuff. That was like, great admin. Hannah.
A lot of admin. And Toronto's on sale. Chicago's going to be on sale. Yep. And New York, there's like one seat left. So like fight a bitch for
Very exciting.
Paige's right now in LA. I'm in Arizona, but we will be home eventually.
Yeah.
Thanks for giggling with us. We love you so much.
See ya.
Bye.